three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
You stay at the playground? You know, I think I just got snubbed by Cindy.
Cindy? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not like her, Alice.
No. I guess she just got something else on her mind.
Oh, I'm sure that's it.
Stick a traffic light in there.
Wow, where's Jan and Cindy?
Jan's getting washed and Cindy won't come down.
Won't come down? Why?
She won't say. In fact, she won't talk at all.
Cindy. Aren't you coming to dinner?
Don't you feel well, sweetheart?
You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
Are you angry with one of your sisters? One of your brothers?
Cindy, honey, won't you tell us what's the matter?
Cindy, you know, whatever the trouble is, we can't help you if you don't talk to us.
Oh, honey, what is it?
They said I talk funny.
They what?
They said I talk like a baby.
Who said?
Kids at school, especially that mean old Buddy Hinton. He always teases me because I lisp.
Well, that shows you what they know. Did you know a lot of children lisp?
They do?
Why, sure. I think in your case it's just a lazy S.
A lazy S?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I used to lisp when I was a little girl, but now I say things really well.
You know, I bet we could do something to help you get over that lisp.
What?
Well, you know those tongue twister books of Bobby's? We could pick out some with a whole lot of S's in them, and you could practice them. All right?
Sure, let's do it now.
Silly Sammy Skunk sat on a stump.
That's an awful lot of S's.
That's the point. Now, you try it.
Silly Sammy Skunk sat on a...
Let's try this one, honey. Seven silver swans swam silently seaward.
Seven silver swans swam silently. It doesn't sound any better.
Well, no, honey, you can't expect a change right away.
That's right. Listen, I think you've had enough for tonight. Why don't you go upstairs and get ready for bed, okay?
Okay. Now listen, Cindy. Now don't give up now. You keep practicing.
Hmm? Okay, and soon I'll speak swell.
Good night.
Say, did you really lisp as a child?
I sure did, only it was worse for me.
How come?
Well, I grew up in Swampscott, Massachusetts.
All right, let's try this one. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah,
that's not quite right. Listen again, honey. She sells... seashells... seashells... Well, you know, Cindy, I'm really kind of busy. I better go get ready for supper.
All right, now, say the word.
Sailboat!
She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Cindy, would you mind practicing somewhere else? Arithmetic is kind of hard.
So are S's. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Seven silver swans swim silently seaward. Seven silver swans swim silently.
Baby talk, baby talk. It's a wonder you can walk.
Stop that, Buddy Hinton.
Stop that. Aw, witty bitty baby talk. That's your witty bitty baby talk. Say something. Come on, say something.
Cut that out, Buddy.
Baby, baby, what did you say?
Quit teasing my sister.
You want me to quit? Then you make me. Come on, make me. Come on, scaredy cat, make me.
Well, just stop teasing, that's all.
Come on, Cindy, just don't pay any attention to me.
Baby talking scaredy cat. Hey, chicken. Hey, Peter, chicken.
Some chickens are nice, Peter.
Come on, Cindy.
Cindy, do you mind? We have to talk to Peter, and it's man's business.
Yeah, man's business.
We heard all about what happened in school. That goon, Buddy Hinton, he's been shooting his mouth off all around your school.
He says you're chicken.
Well, what happened?
What'd he say happened?
He said you chickened out of a fight.
I didn't chicken out of any fight. I just didn't feel very much like fighting, that's all.
Hi, honey.
Oh, Mike, would you go right up and talk to Peter?
That's one nice thing about having six kids. You can always come home to a crisis.
Well, Peter's really feeling low.
What happened?
Well, you know that boy Buddy Hinton who's always teasing Cindy?
Yeah.
Well, Peter told him to stop. Well, the boy wanted to fight and Peter didn't. So the boy called Peter a chicken and...
And I better go up and talk to Peter.
You got to, Peter. You gotta fight him.
Have you guys taken a look at Buddy Hinton lately? He's big.
He's not so big.
Maybe not to you, but he's big to me.
He looks kind of big to me, too.
If you don't fight him, everyone's gonna call you a coward.
Dad, does it make me a coward if I don't fight a guy?
No, of course not. You kidding?
Well, if he bothers her again, I know how to handle it.
Oh, now, just a second, Greg. This is Peter's problem, and fighting isn't the answer to anything. If it were, why, the biggest and the strongest would always be right. It doesn't make any sense, does it? Did you try reasoning with Buddy Hinton? Explaining to him why he shouldn't tease Cindy?
He wasn't exactly in a talking mood.
You might have tried anyway. Reasoning. Calm, cool reasoning. That's a lot better than violence, see? And it's the only sensible way to settle differences. Okay? Clean up before dinner.
Dad's right. If Buddy starts teasing Cindy again, I'll just reason with him.
Well, if it isn't Baby Talk and her big brother Chicken.
You leave us alone.
What about you, Chicken? Have you learned how to cackle yet?
Cut it out, buddy.
Baby Talk, Baby Talk.
I told you to stop teasing.
Make me.
Fighting's dumb, buddy.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Let's try reasoning together.
Buddy isn't much on reasoning.
You mean he took a poke at you while you were still talking to him?
I didn't get very far.
Well, I think that's terrible. Just what kind of a boy is this Buddy Hinton?
Well, he's a good hitter.
Here, put this on your eye.
What is it?
Well, it's Tiger's dinner, but I think it's going to do you a little more good than it will him.
That settles it.
Wait a minute. Mike? Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
To talk to Buddy Hinton's father. We can't have this going on all the time.
Now, you're not going over there and getting a fight.
Of course not. I'm just going to reason with him. Reasoning. Calm, cool reasoning. Mr. Hinton?
That's right.
Hi, I'm Mike Brady. I'm Peter's father.
Oh, how's your kid's eye?
He's got a real shiner.
Too bad your kid don't know how to fight.
Yeah, well, that's what I was here to talk to you about. I suppose you know what's been going on.
Oh, sure. My kid tells me everything.
Buddy tell you that, he hit Peter when he was just trying to talk to him.
He's just sore because he don't know how to fight.
Did Buddy tell you the whole thing got started when he was teasing my youngest daughter?
So what? Kids are kids. They're always picking on each other.
Well, you don't care if Buddy picks on little girls. I mean, little girls.
Look, I don't tell my kid who to pick on.
Maybe you ought to tell him not to pick on anybody.
What are you trying to do, preach to me?
No, I'm just trying to discuss this in an adult manner.
Well, don't tell me what to do. Buzz off. Off my property. Or would you like to be helped off?
You think you could do that? I'm not a little girl, you know.
You I can handle.
Well, you I'd like to see try. I'm just going to reason with him. Reasoning, calm, cool reasoning. Oh, shut up. No wonder Buddy Hinton acts like that. His father's twice as bad.
What happened?
He couldn't care less if his son beats up on people or teases little girls. That's just fine with him.
Oh, Mike, he couldn't be that unconcerned.
From now on, Peter has my permission to defend himself.
You mean you want the two boys to fight?
No, honey, I don't want them to fight. But if Buddy Hinton starts pushing Peter around, then he doesn't have to stand there like a sitting duck.
Stand there like a sitting duck?
Sit there like a sitting duck. What's the difference? The point is, from now on, Peter can defend himself.
Oh, you're as bad as Mr. Hinton.
Where are you going?
To talk to Mrs. Hinton.
What good will that do?
Well, you men are always fighting. It's your male ego. Women are different. We'll just sit calmly and work everything out. You'll see.
You are so right, Mrs. Brady. I couldn't agree with you more.
Oh, I knew you would, Mrs. Hinton. I'm sure we can settle this little misunderstanding very simply.
How would we do that?
Well, you could just talk to your husband about your son.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Well, that's man's business. If I poked my nose in that, Ralph would be terribly upset.
You mean you won't talk to your husband?
Ralph has very strong opinions about raising boys.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
If I try to talk to him about Buddy, he tells me, buzz off. And of course, I buzz off.
Well, Mrs. Hinton, I...
Whatever Ralph thinks is fine with me.
Well, surely you must have some feelings on the matter, Mrs. Hinton.
Oh, I listen to Ralph. And I think you'd be well advised to listen to what Ralph has to say too, Mrs. Brady.
Frankly, I don't care what Ralph has to say, Mrs. Hinton. Women are different. We'll just sit calmly and work everything out. Oh, shut up.
Hey,
You're right, Mike. You're absolutely right. Well, from now on, if Peter has to, then let him defend himself.
Didn't you have your little woman-to-woman talk with Mrs. Hinton?
Oh, I tried. Well, she's as bad as her husband.
I take it negotiations fell through.
Negotiations? I was the only one negotiating. It was absolutely terrible. It was Ralph this,
honey,
Ralph
listen.
That.
Oh,
she
wait,
couldn't
wait
say
a
one
minute.
Thing for herself. Everything
I'll
was
negotiate
Ralph.
With you any old
well,
time.
I don't care. I can't understand a woman being that dependent on her husband.
Wow! Right in the kisser. That's what I do to Buddy Hinton. Too bad Mom and Dad are patching things up.
Yeah. Buddy could stand a good licking. Might stop him from being such a bully.
You sure you could lick him?
Are you kidding?
Well, last time he gave you a black eye.
That was just a lucky punch.
How many punches did he throw?
One.
Boy, how lucky can you get?
Twist and move, twist and move. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, Buddy Hinton. If I could just get another crack at him, I'd wipe him out.
All right,
fellas. Hey, Pete's just showing us how he's going to take Buddy Hinton.
Pete could wipe him out.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here to talk to Peter about. Listen, your mother and I haven't been able to get very far with Buddy's parents, and, well, if Buddy starts a fight again, I think you have the right to defend yourself.
Hooray! That's great!
Hey, that's great, Pete.
No, wait a minute.
You're going to get your big
I want you to try to reason with him now. But if that doesn't work and he starts something, well, that's different.
What's the matter, Pete?
Listen, you fellas excuse me for a minute. I want to talk to Peter a while. I want to make sure he understands what I've been talking about.
Oh, dear.
Come on, Bobby.
Please, come on.
Well, I just thought maybe you might have something you want to talk to me about. Hold on, that's all.
Guess not.
Huh? Nothing?
You know, Dad, I guess I really... I guess I really am a coward.
Why? You mean because you're a little bit frightened? Ugh. Bravest men in the world get frightened. Heroes get frightened, Peter.
Honest?
Why, sure they do. You know, standing up for what you believe is right, and knowing you may have to defend it, well, that can scare anybody, adults included.
There's something else, Dad. I'm really not a very good fighter. I've never been in a real fight.
Well, that's nothing to be ashamed, huh? You get out of here. But there comes a time, Peter, when you have to learn to defend yourself, see?
Could you teach me?
Yes, yes, I could if you want me to.
Yes, please.
Yeah, all right, okay, look. From now on, you're going to be in training, see? And in a couple of weeks, Buddy Hinton's not going to be able to lay a glove on you.
You think so?
I'm positive.
What if Buddy starts training, too?
That's it, Peter. Jab and move. Jab and move.
It's not working. Every time I jab, he moves. And every time I move, he jabs.
Don't get discouraged. It takes practice.
It might help if Peter kept his eyes open. Can I play too?
It's not a game.
We skip rope in gym class all the time. Cinderella, dressed in yellow, went upstairs to kiss the fella. How many kisses did she get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now keep moving. At all times, it's very important to keep moving. It's very difficult to hit a moving target. Remember that. Okay. Watch it. Now look, this is called the old buzzsaw defense. Don't tell me you never saw that before, huh?
Never.
Okay. The trick is you get their attention on this fist and then, see, like that. Watch, got it? Okay. Keep moving. Get their attention on this hand.
That's it, Petey, you got it.
That's great, Pete.
Yeah, you got it now. Keep your chin tucked in. Jab, jab, cross with the left. Yeah. Keep moving, come on.
Seven silver swans swim silently seaward. Seven silver swans. Are you going to the kitchen again?
Hollis, training makes me hungry.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah?
You don't have to fight Buddy Hinton for me. I'm not afraid of his teasing anymore.
How come?
I've been practicing. Now I speak really swell.
Well, don't worry. If he starts any trouble, I can handle him.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I think. What are all these kids following us for? They don't walk home this way.
I guess they wanted to watch.
Watch what?
Fight.
How do they know there might be a fight?
I guess maybe I mentioned it.
Ah, oh, Cindy.
Well, if it isn't Baby talking to Chicken again.
Hey, Chicken, let's hear you cackle. Let's not start this again, Buddy.
I want to hear you cackle, Chicken. Come on.
That's dumb. Won't just cut out all the teasing.
Hey, Baby talk. Itty bitty itsy bitsy baby talk.
Cut it out.
What are you going to do about it?
Let's reason. Let's talk about it.
Shut up or fight.
Don't you want to talk about it?
You heard me. Shut up or fight.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. I'm ready.
You asked for it.
Gee, buddy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Really, I didn't.
Gee, you knocked my tooth loose.
I did what?
It's loose. It's loose. There are wiggles.
You sure talk funny.
Stop it. It's not funny.
Baby talk, it's a wonder you can walk.
Don't do that. It's not funny. Go on, get out of here.
Why shouldn't we tease him?
For the same reason you didn't like him teasing you.
I guess you're right. No, Peter, you're very brave.
I am? Come on, let's go home.
I'll get it.
Hi.
Hi.
Mr. Brady?
Uh-huh.
Can I come in, please?
Sure.
I don't believe we know you, do we?
Yes, ma'am. I think maybe you do. I'm Buddy Hinton.
Well, what can we do for you, Buddy?
I wanted to see Cindy.
May I ask why you want to see her?
Well, I wanted to know if I could borrow her tongue twister book. I thought it might help me with my loose tooth.
Well, of course you can see her. And we're very glad that you're all friends now.
Well, Buddy, have you learned anything valuable from this experience?
I sure have, Mr. Brady. Peter's got a good left hook.
Yeah, he has.